Well, Dale Stevens is with us today, Chair of New Zealand Māori Tourism, National Party candidate. I think he got a relatively high placing list placing. I'm guessing maybe you're heading to Wellington. What did you end up with, mate? Was it 23 or something like that, Dale Tenakwe?
Morning, Ehua. Yeah, I'm sharing Michael Jordan's number for the next few months.
2-3.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. I'm the politician in training. But still not sure if I'll be heading to Wellington, but my prime focus at the moment is to campaign strongly in my community down in Christchurch and see how we can go with winning the electorate seat as well.
Okay. So what are the hot issues in Christchurch Central? What do you deem to be the most important, and what sorts of issues are you going to campaign on, Dale?
Look, it's interesting when I look at what's happening in Christchurch, not just the electorate, but across the whole city. We know that unemployment nationally is 5.6%, but in Christchurch it's about 3.6%. We know that house prices are still trending down in Auckland and Wellington, but they're positive growth in Christchurch. We know that we've got many, many new business startups coming through in Christchurch. So, you know, those key economic indicators for the city itself put us in a very strong position, but it doesn't mean we haven't got issues. We still haven't finished the inner city, post-earthquake. There's some work required there to get the square finished and get our commercial centre back up and running. We've got some new sectors developing down there which are great for our rangatahi, actually, because we're seeing great strides in tech sectors such as clean tech, health tech, the bioeconomy, aerospace, the Antarctic program that uses 100 businesses across Christchurch. So these are real growth areas. And I spent a bit of time last week at the Christchurch AI Forum trying to get my head around the at what point AI becomes a key part of our young people's development. Is it at school? Is it through the university system? Is it through separate training and mentoring? Because when you look at youth moving into employment, right across the country actually, there's always been interim programs and apprenticeships and mentoring, but actually AI is removing a lot of those interim programs because that work is now just being handed off to AI people to get done. So that's kind of limiting those starting opportunities for our young people. So how do we get them that kickstart into the education space for these new technologies and new sectors? You know, our future is export-led. I have no doubt about that. Dale, you've heard me talk about it for years. Our future is export-led, the high value of our product, our services, our offerings. So how do we get the best opportunities for our rangatahi from one end of the country to the other to be part of that?
Tenakwe, I read an interesting report the other day about the residential developments in urban Christchurch. And this commentator sort of described some of the construction there as creating these soulless communities. These are these sort of townhouse constructions, but pretty much in the heart of the city. But he said there's no washing on the line, there's no kids running around outside kicking balls. And so as far as communities are concerned, lacking a bit of soul and is pushing for more housing planning, I guess, to create communities rather than just whare. Many of these townhouses seemingly up for Airbnb because of their central location. Now, I'm not across the gist of it all, but that was sort of the gut feeling that I noted whilst reading that piece. Do you think there's something to that, that we can miss an opportunity to create vibrant inner-city communities if we're just looking at putting up houses with no backyards and, I guess, in a way, no kids?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting... Just to go back to what happened post-earthquake, the City Council and Central Government, through its planning processes, set up a range of sectors within those four avenues, which kind of defines the city boundary, for want of a better term. One of those was an inner city accommodation area. Now, pre-earthquake, there were about 12,000, I think, or 14,000 people who lived within the four avenues. And the program post-earthquake is to move that up to closer to 28,000. Because what we're planning for is a city of 1 million people. And so to build that kind of city, the inner city living that's been built is primarily for those people who will live in the city during the week walk to work, not have their cars, and ultimately will either spend their weekends in their apartments or their weekends away from the city. So you're absolutely right. At the moment, it's creating a little bit of a solace in a city. But as the numbers grow, and we're seeing quite a southern migration from the North Island down into Christchurch, and as the numbers grow and people move into the central city so that they can just walk to work, I think that solace element will eventually dissipate, because as the new area starts to fill up, there'll be many more professional people, young families. There won't be washing hangout on the line, because most of them don't have outdoor clotheslines anymore. But certainly the developments I've seen coming forward lately, they do have communal spaces in the middle of their complexes with barbecue areas and play areas and kids zones. So I think you'll find that as we get the population numbers up, the soul will return to the city.
Tēnākoe. How do you balance your role advocating for Māori tourism with being a National Party candidate, particularly when government policy affecting Māori doesn't always have universal support within Te Ao Māori?
Yeah, I've been very careful now to keep my role in politics and my role with not just tourism, but I'm on a number of boards, and I keep this very separate. I don't do any media releases of a political nature. When you hear me talking about tourism, I'm talking about strictly tourism opportunities, what our people are doing. I never talk about policy. And I think you'll probably agree with me, Dale, I always try to talk about our people and our situations in as positive and an aspirational term as I can. You'll never hear me openly criticising. I'd rather be openly encouraging and motivating. That's just the way I see it.
Tēnākoe. Any updates in the tourism scene then, buddy, while we've got a moment?
Oh, well, changing Pōtai. So what we're seeing at the moment is obviously the numbers are continuing to grow. The thing that I'm watching quite carefully is how we're seeing the numbers of visitors from India start to grow. And I think that's been quite interesting, quite fascinating to see, because we know we've got the free trade agreement coming into force. We know that's going to create greater opportunities for trade and interaction between the two countries. And so that's already, this early stage, it's already been reflected in tourism. So, that creates opportunities for all of our operators to understand what type of service offering best suits our friends from the Indian subcontinent. You know, we've just been going through that process in the last year or so with understanding through the free trade agreement with the Middle East, what that looks like in terms of providing appropriate services and support to those visitors. So, this is a constant development opportunity for all our operators across the country as we see a wider variety of visitors coming into the country. And I actually think it's fantastic, because I think, the more culture we have in the country, the more opportunities for different cultures to interact, the more I think will grow patience will come through for so many more of these cultures, because we're seeing it on a more regular basis.
Tēnākoe. Where are you today, mate?
I'm in Wellington, actually, half an hour away from attending a board meeting, and then I head back to Christchurch for more meetings this afternoon, and then a full slate of meetings the next couple of days in Christchurch, back up to Wellington next week.
Lots of meetings.
Well, yes, it is that. Well, it's not just that time of year, but because I'm in so many different organisations, and I love what I do, I love the variety, and I love seeing how we're making progress in so many different areas. Great for our communities, great for our people.
You must have a very large hat rack.
I've got a few, I might say, and I'll still find time to watch all the key sports events. We've got a Shield game tomorrow night in Christchurch. I'll try and pop down to that. And, of course, a big game on Sunday morning from South Africa. So, yeah, full slate.
Good talking with you each week. Thanks very much for joining us today. Thank you, mate.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.